As global temperatures rise, some migrant farm workers from California have been moving north, seeking better working conditions and a slightly cooler climate.
One of the interesting things that we've been hearing now more and more from our union members is that people come from California, not because the wages are better, but because it gets extremely hot. So now we're seeing that people are actually moving to escape the heat.
That's Edgar Frank, an organizer with Familias Unidas por la Justicia, an independent farm worker union in Washington state. The union has been organizing indigenous migrant workers in the region for 6 years.
Now when they come to Washington expecting a cooler climate, it's almost a similar climate as it is in California, the unbearable heat. And the wildfires don't just stay in California. Now we're seeing wildfires here in Washington.
Edgar says that fighting climate change and seeking climate justice is becoming a fundamental part of his union work.
I don't think as a union that represents farm workers that we can just sit idly by and let decisions be made by others while we get to feel the full brunt of a changing climate, and we don't want to be put on the sidelines while other people negotiate the future of our planet.
So here to discuss how climate change is affecting farm workers' rights on the West Coast is Simon Davis Cohen, a freelance reporter who's been following climate change and its effects throughout the country. Simon, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us about the state of farming in Washington. What do farm workers mostly cultivate in that region?
So Washington is a huge agricultural producer, top producer of apples, cherries, pears, hops. And the berry industry is very big for farm workers. Over 90% of the country's raspberries come out of Washington, and farm workers are picking those berries.
So let's talk about the migration from California and other states to the Pacific Northwest. How has it increased over the past couple years?
Well, it's really hard to track. So a lot of the stories are kind of anecdotal. You'll see, you know, families who have along the West Coast telling you that, oh, you know, members from our family who typically worked in California are moving up to escape the heat. There's less consistent work in California, maybe due to the drought. But it's generally hard to track, but we're hearing more and more stories of this happening, as Edgar said.
What about the impact this is having on communities in Washington where workers are moving? Are we seeing any changes there?
Well, one thing that's really interesting is as this is happening, there's actually been an explosion of the H-2A farm worker visa program. So as you know, this type of internal migration is taking place from California to Washington, for example, the farmers are increasingly turning to the H-2A farm worker visa program, which brings workers primarily from Mexico just for a couple months or for a season to pick berries, which is a total change in the economy and how farm work has been done historically in a lot of these communities, including up in the northwest region of Washington, where Edgar's farm kind of got its start. And where a lot of the raspberries come from. So there's a lot of upheaval, a lot of changes happening in the agricultural sector around all of this.
Let's talk a little bit about the impact of climate change here. We heard at the very top that Edgar was saying that there are folks who are moving up further north to try and escape the hot climates of California and try in search of cooler temperatures. But are they finding that?
Yeah, well, increasingly, you know, temperatures are rising in Washington state as well. Summers are getting hotter and drier, just like California. There's been some very high profile farm worker deaths due to heat strokes in Washington state. So it's become a flashpoint around union organizing in the state. We've got declining glaciers in the Cascade Mountains, which impacts river flows during the summer. So there's a whole host of climate impacts in the state, and some that kind of are more nuanced and hard to notice sometimes. Like, for example, with rising temperatures, the blueberry season is shifting earlier, which means that blueberries are being picked at the same time as raspberries, which means that typically, well, it's a change because typically farmers would harvest raspberries, then the next month in August, they would be picking blueberries. But if the blueberry season comes earlier, that makes for less consistent or less predictable work for farm workers, and just leads to a whole host of kind of unpredictable impacts from climate change.
You also mentioned, and we heard Edgar is talking a lot about organizing farm workers in this region. What are the farm workers looking for, and how much of what they want is related to climate change, if at all?
The public doesn't typically think of farm workers as experts, even though they're, you know, they've got their hands in the soil and they're noticing these impacts directly to their daily lives are impacted by this. And so in Washington, they've played a key role in the climate debate, moving beyond the cap and trade kind of scheme and centering around, how the government is spending money to address the climate crisis. And so they were very instrumental in pushing. There's a previous ballot initiative proposal in Washington State that had a climate justice fund that really pushed the envelope to try to reimagine or expand what we think of as a green job. To maybe include farm workers, which, you know, are part of this agricultural industry that is a huge contributor to climate change, but also can be a major part of the solution.
Simon Davis Cohen is a freelance reporter who focuses on climate change. Simon, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we want to hear from you on rising heat temperatures in the workplace. What impact has it had on your ability to do the job? Does your work have protections for hot weather? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.